And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the worst decisions made by state lawmakers this year was the creation of so-called achievement school districts to turn over the operation of five struggling schools to for-profit charter school operators. Supporters, including a wealthy right-wing Oregon businessman behind a national network of charters, claim it's an innovative solution to help low-performing schools do a better job educating their students. The problem is, other states have tried it, most notably Tennessee, and it has not worked. The schools haven't done better, and the students haven't done better. The only winner is the for-profit company that gets its money, no matter how well the schools or students do. The director of government relations for the North Carolina School Boards Association called the bill extremely concerning. That's an understatement. It's a scandal, really. Lawmakers approving something when they have clear evidence that it does not work. And it's the latest troubling chapter in the ongoing crusade to dismantle traditional public schools. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.